Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now it's time to show us your Bronx pride. We know that every day is a good day to show your Bronx pride, but one particular milestone makes it worthwhile to stop and pay special attention right now. We mentioned it earlier in the hour, and that is that for the first time in decades, more people moved to the Bronx last year than moved away. The net gain in migration was tiny. The official statistic is 115 people. So it could even be a rounding error. And, you know, maybe they lost 115 people or maybe they gained 330. But compare that to recent losses in the thousands per year and as much as 20,000 20 years ago. Something has changed in the Bronx. So we're going to open the phones right now for anyone who has moved to the Bronx in the last 5 years. Just call and tell us where in the Bronx you moved and why you chose it. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. New Bronx residents, call up with your Bronx pride. Tell us why you're a part of this trend of people moving to instead of away from the Bronx. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. The phones are open now. And after the break, I'll read a little more about these remarkable census numbers for migration to New York City in general that came out last week. But anyone who has moved to the Bronx in the last 5 years, tell us why. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Time to call in with your new Bronx pride.
On the streets of the Bronx is where I want to be. Standing on the corner, singing good old harmony. I'll be waiting for the man to come.
How many of the net 115 people who moved to the Bronx last year are listening right now? We've got a phone line open for you. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. As we talk about that remarkable milestone that last year, for the first time in decades, it seems as if a net number of people are moving to the Bronx rather than fleeing the Bronx. Not only did the borough's population rise, but more people moved to the Bronx than moved out in the census year ending July 2012. So are you one of those people who have moved to the Bronx in, say, the last 5 years? Or maybe you're someone who thought about leaving and decided to stay. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And before we take some of your Bronx calls that are coming in, we'll just give you a little bit more statistical context for this. And that is that the city's population as a whole rose by 2% over the last 2 years. We are now at 8.3 million New Yorkers, the highest population since the 1950s. And notable is that for the first time since the year 1950, more people moved to the five boroughs than left. It's a little surprising because the population has been stable or growing, but most of that has been birth rate and people living longer. So throughout the 1950s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s, until now, there wasn't a single year in which more people moved to New York City than moved away. But in 2012, apparently, that was reversed. All right, show your Bronx pride. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Ginny, you're on the air. Ginny, thanks for calling. Where in the Bronx do you live?
Hi, I live in the Morris Park area.
Mm-hmm. And when'd you come and how come?
Well, my husband and I moved about 3 years ago to the Bronx. I'm from Virginia. Craig's from South Carolina. But we moved to the Bronx. It was cheaper. And it still felt safe and part of New York City.
How much of a culture shock from the places you came from?
It was a big culture for me, especially. It was the first time living in New York City, in a big city. So it was a culture shock. I did feel the first time in my life as almost like a minority, but just a little taste of it.
Jenny, thank you very much for starting us off. It's a great start. See that? I'd like to know the numbers on that. People moving from South Carolina to the Bronx, probably not huge. Tracy, where in the Bronx do you live, and when did you move in?
I used to live in Mott Haven or Port Morris.
Sorry, Tracy, I got distracted for just a second. Say it again. You used to live in the Bronx?
Yeah, in Port Morris, Mott Haven, by the 3rd Avenue Bridge.
Uh-huh. And you moved out and you moved back?
Yeah, I moved for grad school in 2010, and I'm moving back in a couple of weeks. I don't know, it's just cheap, and it's literally the first stop out of Manhattan, and everyone gets off at 125th Street. So it's like I always get a seat, and it's great time for reading on the subway, and I can always get a taxi.
What do you like best about being in your neighborhood, and what do you like least?
There are no amenities, which is probably why it's still so cheap. So I guess it's a plus and a minus. But it's, I don't know, it's just really super convenient to Manhattan. Like mm-hmm. I lived in Brooklyn and Park Slope. I lived uptown. And it's mm-hmm. just, it's literally mm-hmm. 20 minutes to, you know, Union Square.
Yeah, so. Tracy, thank you very much. All right. That's the new identity of the Bronx. Bronx as bedroom community. Metu. In the Bronx. Where do you live? When did you move in?
Hi, Brian. I live in Van Cortlandt Village, just east of Riverdale, and I moved here about 5 years ago.
And why there?
We couldn't afford to buy a place in Brooklyn, or certainly not Manhattan, and we have a nice two-bedroom apartment overlooking a really green, tree-lined street. So it's been a nice change.
That is, I know those blocks. That's very nice over there. Metu, thank you. Francine on Facebook writes, was priced out of Manhattan, was persuaded to try the Bronx by my now fiancé, had only been to the Bronx twice, once to the zoo, once to a conference at the Botanical Gardens, have now lived in Pelham Bay Park for 8 years, and am almost totally satisfied. The only downside is the long ride on the 6 to Manhattan and the long ride back after a night's entertainment. Liz on Facebook writes, I have friends who recently moved to the Bronx from Manhattan, buying a house. I grew up in the Bronx, and I'm seriously thinking about selling my Brooklyn house and moving back. Mark, where in the Bronx did you do you live, and when did you move in?
I'm in Longwood, and I moved here about 8 years ago.
What's Longwood like?
Well, the street that I live on, New York Magazine has generously called one of the friendliest blocks in New York City. It's, I think that's a New York Magazine being sort of generous to the Bronx, but it's great. It's families, it's working people, it's wonderful. I'm actually surprised more people haven't discovered the Bronx.
What's your local subway stop?
I'm right between the red train and the green train. I usually ride a bike, so I don't know the subways that well. But the nice thing, another caller said this, the nice thing about the Bronx is it's so easy access to Manhattan, and being between those two trains gets me to either side of Manhattan, you know, within 20 minutes.
Mark, thanks a lot for your call. And Lola, where in the Bronx do you live, and when did you move there?
I live in Morris Park, and I moved here 3.5 years ago because in grad school at Albert Einstein College of Medicine.
Yeah, so you go to school in the Bronx. And so
yeah.
What do you like about where you live, and what do you not like about it?
I like that I live on the campus of my school and by my lab. And Morris Park is a cute neighborhood, but I don't like how far I am from the city. I used to live in Astoria, and I lived in Lower Manhattan, and it doesn't feel like I live in the city. I'm an hour away from Midtown on the train, and it's not as safe. There's a lot more crazy people on the trains, and I don't feel as safe riding the subway at night, and there's just not a lot of restaurants and stuff. It doesn't feel like the New York City I'm used to living in.
Lola, thank you. Good luck up there. And Tim, when did you move to the Bronx?
I moved to the Bronx on Monday, a week ago, so I'm brand new.
Congratulations on your one-week anniversary being a Bronx resident. Whereabouts?
I just moved to Riverdale on top of the Big Hill.
Uh-huh. And how do you like it so far?
It's actually a little thin, to be honest. It's far away from everything, and like everyone else has been saying, there's not a lot of great restaurants.
Where did you live before?
Well, I got kind of chased around Brooklyn and Queens. Every time I'd move, my rent would be doubling or increasing by $500. Finally, we were able to buy something here because it was so incredibly cheap, and hopefully we'll be here for a while.
Tim, good luck. And Lucy in the Bronx, when did you move there?
5 years ago.
Whereabouts?
I am on the Grand Concourse, 166.
Uh-huh. So you can walk to Yankee Stadium.
I can walk to Yankee Stadium. I have express trains, D and 4 train.
Are you in one of those great old Art Deco buildings on the Grand Concourse?
It's a pre-war. It's not a deco. I don't have the sunken living room, but I do have 2,000 square feet.
Whoa, 2,000 square feet.
2,000 square feet.
How many people do you live with?
It's myself, and we'll call him my whatever,
mm-hmm.
my domestic partner, and a couple of pets. And we all met in the dog run probably 20 years ago down in Stuyvesant, and uh-huh. all of us ended up buying in various neighborhoods in the Bronx.
How do you like it?
I love it.
Do you have closets?
I have 11 closets.
11 closets.
I have 11 closets. It's wonderful. We all love it up here.
So this is like your Bronx McMansion.
It's everything that I would have ever wanted and so much more.
Thank you for calling us.
Thank you.
Enjoy the Grand Concourse. Now let's see. Give you a little more statistical context here. The Bronx, a borough that just 20 years ago was losing 20,000 people per year, saw its first net gain in population in decades, as we said. And on our website, we've got some resources for you to explore, interactive census maps showing population gain and charts from the city's population center on gains around the city, Bronx and elsewhere. If you want to check those resources out, they are at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. All right, let's see. Jennifer in the Bronx, another moved away, moved back story, right, Jennifer?
Yes, that's right. I lived in the Parkchester section of the Bronx for growing up and then moved to Washington, D.C. for 11 years and moved back here to the Riverdale section 2 years ago. And initially I thought the one parameter I had for moving back to New York was I would not live in the Bronx. And I ended up living here because I got an amazingly big apartment for very inexpensive. And I have a large dog, and we have plenty of parks. It's very green. It's very safe. And actually, in Riverdale, they have opened up several new restaurants. So it is getting a little bit more cosmopolitan, I guess you would say, bit more to do.
You'll have to, befriend your new neighbor there on Facebook and
That's
tell
right.
them where the good restaurants are.
That's right. I'm happy to share my experience.
Jennifer, thanks a lot. Go post them on our webpage, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. And Alejandro, where in the Bronx do you live?
I'm actually perhaps very close to your last caller. I actually moved to the Riverdale section of the Bronx last year with my wife when she became pregnant with our second child. And we were living in a very tiny place in the Washington Heights area of Manhattan. And we needed a larger place for the newcomer, mm-hmm. obviously. And it was impossible to get anything affordable in Manhattan, so we moved to the Riverdale area in the Bronx. And
just a few stops up the number one train.
Yes, of course. And, now our three-year-old son goes to a very good daycare, and he's going to attend a very good school at PS 81 and great restaurants.
Alejandro, thank you very much for your call. Thanks to all of you who moved in, putting some flesh on the headlines of the net inflow of people to the Bronx last year for the first time in 20 years, and Curtis Blow is going to get the last word. Started in the days of old.